this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. How do you know if your ED is due to stress? In the last episode, I talked about performance anxiety and what you need to do with performance anxiety, which is using CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, as well as low dose Cialis and also box breathing. But now it's like, well, you have ED. How do you know it's stress induced? Because it's due to stress, due to worry, which is a little bit separate than anxiety and depression. So let's cover a little bit about that and why you need to know. Stay all the way to the end because you're going to be surprised at what you can do to actually control the stress that is inhibiting your erection. First, what is the characteristic of a stress-induced ED? To typically present with a distinct pattern that help differentiate from physical causes of ED. So if somebody is stressed and is causing erection problem, they may still find they're waking up with erection in the morning and having even nighttime would, but having difficulty with erection when they normally have sex. So the ability to have morning erection indicate that you have intact blood flow and nerve system working, but the problem is related to the autonomic imbalance during awakened or conscious sexual activity. So what I'm trying to say is that chronic stress creates a destructive cycle in your erection because stress can trigger sexual dysfunction and make ED worse. Over time, what is chronic stress? Chronic stress is having stress that's over than 3 months. Most of us have stress. Stress from work, relationship, money problem, and just a lot of input nowadays that we didn't have before. So the symptoms of chronic stress shows up as lack of sleep, high blood pressure, emotional fatigue, or just overall physical health problem to keep coming back, and all which can affect your erection. The psychological component becomes reinforcing because your stress leads to ED, and then ED make you more self-conscious, which then causes more stress, which then causes performance anxiety as well. So this is recognized as the vicious sex stress cycle that can perpetuate ED even if the original stressor is removed, right? We talked about CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, at the last episode, but today I want to kind of focus on a stress induced and how it really affects your erection. So just very briefly, I'm not going to dive deep into it, though it's one of the things I love to talk about because I love to talk about complex hormone system. But let's talk about how chronic stress decreases your erection. When you are stressed, it activates the sympathetic nervous system, which override the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is the fight or flight, and parasympathetic system is the breathe and relax. So parasympathetic erection. When the parasympathetic nervous system is turned on, is erection. Sympathetic nervous system turned on, no erection. Because it works through several mechanisms is that when you're more chronically stressed, it disrupts your hormone, decrease your testosterone, increase your cortisol, which is your stress hormone. And cortisol directly itself also affects erection and also arousal as well. Makes sense. If you're stressed, you're not going to be in the mood to do anything. You're not in the mood to do anything, then you're not going to get an erection. It also causes nerve imbalances as well. And on top of that, it also affects your vascular system, because when you're stressed, you tend to have vasoconstriction, which is constriction of the blood vessels. And when you have constriction of the blood vessel, then less blood flow to the penis. And because when you're stressed, the way that our body is programmed from the dinosaur days, so when you're stressed, the blood flow would tend to go towards your lung, your heart, and your legs and your arms. You can run away from danger, and it doesn't go to your penis, because you're trying to run away from danger. It's not going to think about having time to have intercourse or procreate. So that makes sense. So it can also affect the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels, because stress causes inflammation. Inflammation cause the lining of the blood vessel disruption. It also will impair the nitric oxide pathway as well. As you know, corpus cavernosum or the penis muscle need nitric oxide. So when you have less nitric oxide, less blood flow, less hormones, and less nerve conductivity, and you're in trouble with erection there. So does that make sense? I hope that you kind of have at least a general idea why stress affects erection. Now, if you're waking up with morning erection, then it most likely that you may have stress-induced ED. And also, if this correlates with some life stressors, like the timing of your ED often correlate with some type of chronic stress, such as work pressure, relationship issues, financial concern. But the good part is, this is where you stay all the way to the end here. The good part is that you can address stress. I know I keep saying, okay, well, doing therapy like I did last time, but you can address stress by your lifestyle. What can you do to decrease stress that will promote more the parasympathetic activity? That's through breathing technique that I talked about. That's through exercise. That's through medication. That's how you kind of reverse the parasympathetic to the sympathetic, so you can relax the mind, relax the body. Well, you can literally do this on your own. So when you actually do this, you can actually also increase your testosterone as well. So you need to know that you can break the cycle of chronic stress inducing ED to, okay, I'm going to break the cycle. I am going to activate my parasympathetic nervous system, decrease the sympathetic nervous system through stress reduction, such as exercise, sleep, breathing, and meditation. And meditation could be just using your phone, putting the app on there. So the app is called Calm that you can use. It's totally free. That will help you with slowing your mind down. And all you need to do is about 5 minutes a day, along with box breathing for 5 minutes a day. And then regular exercise, such as 3 times a week, about 30 minutes of just walking or any activity, pickleball, tennis, golf. So just know that you can lower your stress and may not need to do therapy, but I do want you to give you information to differentiate between whether your ED is stress-induced or a physical induced as well. And that if you leave it too long, it's going to become performance anxiety. And you're going to have like 2 double whammy of stress-induced ED along with performance anxiety as well. So I can't tell you the interplay with stress and ED and performance anxiety, and this will really worsen your erection. And that you have the power and the ability to break this vicious cycle through the strategy that I discussed today. So I feel that sometimes it is easier to treat the physical component of ED and more challenging to address stress, the performance anxiety, because oftentimes it's not something you see, it's something you feel, and oftentimes we don't know that we're chronically stressed. But we now live in a world of constant disruption of the phone and social media and multiple commitment that is unlike any other time at this point. And more people are anxious now than before. And so we're living kind of under kind of a chronic level of stress all the time. And know that men, if you're having ED and you're noticing you're having morning erection, it most likely stress-induced ED. So first of all, I will recommend, and whether it's physical cause of ED or psychological cause of ED, if you have ED, go at least get some blood work first. Get some blood work with your doctor, starting with like a CBC, a chemistry 14, get your testosterone level checked total and free, and get your prolactin level checked, get your cholesterol checked, get your blood pressure measured. Just rule out that you're not a diabetic, you don't have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, and also check your hormones level as well. These are all covered through insurance as well that can be easily ordered. And then address your stress with, okay, are you overweight? Why, how do you know you're overweight? Well, step on the scale and calculate your BMI. If you're overweight, then you probably need to work on watching your diet, eating the Mediterranean diet, and also combining that with 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week, and combining that with meditation. So you have the tools to do this, and you don't have to guess, and you don't have to resort to taking Viagra or Cialis first off. If you start out early with these strategies here, you yourself can reverse your ED. You start early, right, with anything, like your car. If you first hear the sound, your car doesn't sound right, or the engine lights start coming on, you want to take it to the mechanic to get it fixed early, right? You don't want to wait until the car dies in the street and then take it to the mechanic. Same thing with your ED. If you have ED, you know, start early, because the earlier you can start, the easier it is to address, the more reversible it's going to be, and you're going to get a lot more out of it. Because if you continue to take ED medication for years on end, the cause of why you have ED in the first place has never been addressed. It's like putting Band-Aid in a bleeding wound. The wound is still infected, still bleeding. You're just covering it up with the Band-Aid. And then years later, you'll find out, well, the medication isn't working. And by that time, it's going to be a lot harder to overcome and treat your ED on your own. So I'm telling you that you do have the power to do that. That's where I feel passionate about, is to give you evidence-based tools and strategy that you can start right now if you have ED. So I hope that you find this valuable. It means the world to me if you get notifications and subscribe to the channel and share this with somebody that you feel will benefit from this. And let me know what you're doing. Comment down below. And also check out our course, Get Wood Now course, the banner here. And also our Modern Man Club, a safe and discreet space where we work together to get you out of ED towards sexual confidence again. Just know that you don't have to suffer with ED. There are alternative methods. Start early. And if you're taking medication right now, you should probably evaluate what you need to do at this point. And I will see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly.
go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.